I got the hook. Okay, so.
Thank you for calling Crabtree Video Membership. My name is Alexis. Can I please have your email address?
Sure. Sorry, taking you.
Sorry, trying to get you off speakerphone there. You know, the email address of the person of the account. It's jcasciano13@gmail, and it's spelled jcasciano13@gmail.com.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Sure.
Can you verify the first, the last name, and the full home address on this account?
Joan Casciano, 103 Mackerly Road, Newton, New Jersey, 07860.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for that information.
Sure.
I do see that you do have a permanent annual membership with us. That permanent annual membership is set to renew on January the 9th of next year. How would you like to proceed with your account today?
She's been trying to get into it since we set it up, and for some reason, her password doesn't work, which is fine. We go to reset password, and it says that they don't recognize her account. So we cannot set, we've not been able to reset the password. And so she can't use the account.
Okay, I'll set that password for you.
Okay.
Okay, so I reset that password for you. Are you ready for that temporary password?
Yes.
Okay, it's AS and Apple.
Any upper or lower, or does it matter?
It's all lowercase.
Okay, great. A is an Apple.
B as in boy.
Yep.
C as in cat.
Yep.
The number's 123.
Not too hard. Is that it?
That's all. That's a temporary password. So she'll just enter that email and that password. Then when she get logged in, they'll ask her that she wants to reset her password now.
Okay. So this is exactly what happened again. So she's getting the same thing. Error, invalid username or incorrect password. This is exactly what's happened the last time. So sign in to Crabtree below her email, jcasciano13@gmail.com. I'm going to put in the password again, like you said, A, B, C, all lowercase, and then 123, and I'm going to sign in. And it's the same, I'm getting the same issue.
Okay, what web browser are you using?
I think Safari.
Okay, that's why it's probably not working. Safari isn't working properly with the website. So if you could try to use Google Chrome, then it would probably work.
I don't have Google Chrome. Yeah, she's working off the iPad and she doesn't have Google Chrome, but on her iPad, but let's see. Do you have Google Chrome on your iPad? That's okay. I mean, we could always download it. But can you give me a second now? Because I have it on my iPad, but I don't have it downloaded either. So just give me 1 second and it'll just download. It'll take 1 second. No, I know that.
Was this once your account?
No, I set it up for her.
Okay, and you used her email when you set it up?
Yes, correct. I just bought it for her at Christmas time, you know.
Okay, give me 1 second, because I think what's happening is I see on the 9th that you have oliviagousse@gmail.com.
I had two different ones. I'd also gotten a second offer, so then I just signed up my mother. So I have one for Olivia and one for Jay Casciano, for Joan.
Okay, I think what you did was you maybe signed up on her account as well. That's why it's not allowing you to log in. Give me 1 second.
Oh.
Yes, so that's what's going on. So I know what I'm going to do I'm just going to switch emails because that email isn't pulling up in our system, the Olivia Goosey. So I'm going to.
Olivia's is not showing up?
No, ma'am, it's not.
Oh.
But it do say the site username. I think you purchased, what you did was you purchased it on the, I guess you were still logged in when you tried to purchase another account. Because her site username on the account say Olivia.Goosey, and it shouldn't say that. It should say her name, the first and last name, instead of saying Olivia.Goosey. Or it should say her site username should be something similar to her email. So when I scroll down to look at the history, the email attempts, I do see on the 9th at 8:11, it was OliviaGoosey@gmail.com. Then on the 10th at 3:24, that's when it was J. And her last name, 13@gmail.com.
Is there a problem? I'm so sorry.
So what happened is I do see the $7, and I also see the $2.65. I see $2.65 as well.
Right. So evidently, I guess, am I not allowed to sign up for two accounts? Is that what I did wrong, or did I just combine the
you
two
You are
accounts
able
somehow?
To... You are able to sign up to two accounts. It's just that
okay.
Since you did it, you combined them.
Okay.
That's why she's not able to log in.
Well, you know what? It's awfully weird, though, because she did get an email from Craftsy, Joan Casciano, not
yes,
Olivia.
Yes, you would get an email, but if you did it, like, on the same account, if you, like, combine those two, then it will not allow you to sign in. I've had something
okay.
like this happen before. And that's what's going on. Give me 1 second.
Okay. I guess I signed you up on Olivia's account or something. I don't know. I'm not quite sure how I did it wrong, but I thought I had logged out. But she said I'm allowed to have two accounts, so she's just going to move it over. Not at the moment yet. Thank you. Do you need a little something for yourself to do? Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Of course. Thank you. What was your name again? I'm sorry.
It's Alexis.
Alexis, thank you.
Okay, so what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to take that email and her email, and I'm going to have to send it over to the other department so they can get those two accounts from merged together because it's not allowing me to do it. So
okay.
I just want to make sure that I have everything spelled correctly. So her email is jcascianO13@gmail.com.
That's
and the
correct.
Other email is Olivia, Olivia, GOOSAY@gmail.com.
That's correct.
Okay, so I'm going to submit these two emails over and let the other department know that these two accounts has been made, like, merged together, and we need to unmerge them so that everyone can have their own login. So I'm
okay.
going to let them know that, and we should have it fixed in 3 to 5 days. They just give us time to get it correct for you. And I'm
okay.
getting ready to submit that over for you now. Give me 1 second.
And how will I know? Will they send me an email, or do I just have to keep checking it?
We won't send an email when you know that it's been fixed because you didn't send an email regarding what you have going on. You called in, so you won't receive anything about it. So you'll just probably have to keep checking, or unless you call in, if it's been 3 to 5 days and you still not able to log in, you call in and we check to see have it been fixed. That's the only way you can do it. But if you would have emailed in, then yes, you would have received the email about it, have it been fixed or not. So only thing you're going to have to do is in 3 to 5 days, If you try to log in and it's still not allowing you to, then you can call us back and let us know, hey, it's been 3 to 5 days. Alexa submitted my document over for my accounts to be unmerged, and I'm still not able to log in. So they'll look into that for you, and they'll try to get that taken care of for you as soon as possible. Hopefully it will be done in 3 to 5 days so that you won't have to call us in.
Okay. And then, Alexis, when she goes to log back in, does she log in with the ABC123 since it's been reset?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Okay. So let me just write that down, because I know you're like, it's the easiest thing, but I'll do 9 other things and I'll forget what it was. Craftsy.com, and it will be ABC123. Okay, great. And will that affect Olivia's account? Will she need to reset her password then?
Since I'm not able to find her account, you'll just have to wait to see what information they give me to tell you, or if you call in, what information we're able to tell you on that, because at this time, I'm not able to find that account. So whenever they're able to unmerge the accounts, then if you need that password reset, then we will. But more than likely, she would not. If she do have the password for when you made it, then she won't have to reset that password. But if she do, you can always call us in and we'll reset it.
Yeah, I set up the account for Olivia, and I understand what you're saying. I must have not logged out and then set up an account for Joan, and I was still logged in as Olivia, so that's how I guess I messed it up. So Olivia came first, so if there's no problem with Olivia's, hopefully it'll be all set. Okay, well, thank you very much,
ma'am.
Alexis.
Because
I
do see that you set it up. You paid $7 for one, and you paid $2.65 for the other one.
I mean, come on, $2.65, why not?
Yes, ma'am. So yes, I've submitted it over for you to the other department. Hopefully look at that as soon as possible so that you're able to get logged in.
Okay. Thank you very much, Alexis. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. No problem. And thank you for calling Crafts to Video Membership. You have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful day, too. Thank you. Bye-bye.